Hey guys, this is Daniel Obadan, and you're listening to Small Talk with Obadan, the podcast. On this episode, I'll be talking about something very relatable for people only from, let's say, from my perspective, from age 17 to, like, you know, 40, 50, whatever. But if you're less than 17, I don't think this one should concern you, because you should be reasoning on how you want to pass WAEC that is coming up. I don't know what you're doing here, but if you're not, this is for you. While some people still find it hard to decide where they want to be, other people already know their path. So it's either they want to be in love or they want to be in the streets. So today's topic is love or the streets. Where would you rather be? Personally, I think they're both very exciting places to be, honestly. Because being in love gives you the opportunity to have memories and share moments with one special person that you admire, love, and adore. While being in the streets offers you the opportunity to, you know, explore, meet different people. You don't have to love, admire, or adore anyone. Most times, if they have money, you're there. So, in the streets, you know what you're there for. Not the love, not the attention. You're just there to secure the bag. But most people still decide to be on the streets for free, so I don't really know what you're gaining for being on the streets for free. I'm not supporting prostitution, but I feel like if you're going to do something, do it well. However, being in love, for me, I feel it's much, much safer than being on the streets, let's be honest. Because when you're on the streets, there are so many risks. You could get kidnapped, captured by ritualists, you know, or probably catch something. But when you're in love, I think you can rarely catch anything, except probably one of you is not completely inside that love that all of you are supposed to be inside. One of you see half high, half slide. But when you're in love, it's much safer. Nobody will come and capture you to do ritualistic activities. And you can actually have time to build with that one person you love, admire, and adore. But being in love can be dangerous too. Let's be honest, it's not always joyful. It's not a bed of roses. Love itself is not work. And it's even much more difficult when you're in love with the wrong person. People have different challenges when they're in love, from being in an abusive relationship to dealing with unfaithfulness and the gradual lack of interest, and to dealing with deceit. Because like it or not, young people these days, we're aware of your day grand. Everybody's looking for something from somebody, just want to try every new thing that comes. And people use the idea of love to get what they want from each person they meet. And that brings us to the question, does true love still exist? Do you want to know what I think? I think it does. But like every other thing in life, it takes a lot of work and effort from both parties to actually attain that point of saying, oh, I really love this person. This is what we have is true love. Otherwise, y'all are just probably having a lot of sex and don't even know what you're doing. Probably she's just stigmatized, or is there any word like pussymatized? I don't know. But one thing I always say before getting into a relationship, I feel like you should have a quiz with yourself. Like, quiz yourself. Why am I getting into this thing with this person? What's the aim? What's the purpose? On the long run, what do I get to earn? I'm not saying that all relationships would lead to marriage or something, but it gets to a point where you have to, like, know what you want and work towards it hand in hand with the other person. It's deeper than, oh, I'm a fine boy, oh, I'm a fine girl, oh, I have big boobs and ass, oh, I have my D game is good, or I can lay pipe. It's deeper than all of those things. Being in love is way, way deeper, and it takes a lot of work, patience, and dedication. Otherwise, it's just going to be sex, sex, and sex. And I beg, you know, the tire, kill me. Then after having tons of sex, you know, find an excuse to part ways, which really doesn't make sense. Because I think if you're going to do that, then it's going to be a process. We're not going to be young forever, let's be honest. So by the time I'm 21, I'm 22, by 23, I'm already in like 5 relationships. What am I finding there? What am I really looking for? What do I really want from whoever I'm going to be dating next? It should be the question you're asking yourself, rather than jumping from one place to another. And the thing is, if you are going to start from somewhere, it takes time to build. It takes time to build trust. It takes time to build love. Everything generally takes time. So when people are not really patient with, especially in issues like love and things that concern the heart, I feel like you're not really serious. Because if you really want to be with somebody, my dear, you will try, you will endure, and you will be patient with that person. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is born ready for love. Everybody has flaws. Everybody makes mistakes. But people learn. People decide to change. People are willing to change. What I always say is, once you've fallen out of love with somebody, or once you feel like you're not getting the kind of love you desire, there's always a space for reconsideration. There's always a space where you get to rethink and re-strategize. Okay, what is not really working in this relationship? What can I do to make it better? What can I do to make it work? Do you understand? So that's part of the work that comes with being in love. While being on the streets, not really get work cool. You already go outside. Anybody where you enter your trap, you now go, now get down. And that's it. Up to the next person. It's easy. It's fast. But that way, you're really not adding any value to yourself, let's be honest. And I don't really think anybody has to choose, oh, I must be in love. Oh, I'd rather be on the streets. There are some people that don't want to be anywhere. They just want to be at home. You'll be eating, I'll be sleeping. They don't want stress in their life. So people don't, even when it comes to sex, let's be honest here, we're adults, and I think that people now have sex toys, so they pleasure themselves and they do so many things to please themselves rather than making the wrong choices. Do you understand? But it's not the best, actually. It's not the best, but instead of you going on a ritualistic expedition with somebody you don't really know because you're in the streets, my sister is a little. If that's what you want, bro. If that's what you want. Sometimes people on the streets can find love inside the streets too, but it's rare. It's really, really rare. Because in the rare maybe you say ashawo fall in love. I'm not saying people on the streets are ashawo, but people, the Islam they say ashawo they fall in love. It's really rare, but when it happens, it happens, and it's usually when it does happen, it's usually very pure and genuine. It's like the person is a godsend. As far as I know, there are always like external factors that are going to affect the relationship based on where the person is coming from and the history of, you know, body counts and everything else. But there's always a chance. That's why I said there's always a chance for reconsideration and open for new possibilities that, okay, probably something might change. We can do better. We can get better. But aside that, being on the street has its bad sides more than good sides. But being in love has good sides more than bad sides. That's what I think. And the truth is, if we were in if religion, because religion is a major factor as well, if religion permits polygamy, then I don't think it would be people that actually, like, especially the guys and sometimes the girls that actually rather have like two boyfriends or three girlfriends or whatever, could actually marry themselves and just live a happy life in union and in unity. But the society doesn't really condone that, because at the end of the day, it comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of problems. So it's easier for you to just stick to that one person and build and, you know, take your time and learn and unlearn and just do a lot. Just go through the process of growing together and learning a lot about each other. People have the strength to do that like over and over again. But me, I don't have that strength. If I just see that one person, back down like this, I don't hook. From there, let's bounce. Do you understand? But people have the strength to relearn and learn about somebody new all over again. Sometimes they have one girlfriend or they have one boyfriend, but they still want to know somebody else. Then make it to more the mental capacity of, I hear you. If you're doing that, you deserve an award. But bro, if you are doing that, you deserve an award. Let's be honest. But it takes a lot of energy and time and strength to actually, double date. Because I don't really think it's a good idea. Most people double date, and honestly, I feel if you are there, you are there. If you're not there, the only reason I think anybody should double date is when you're having suspicion that Kalipe, this person that I'm dating, he might not really deal in this relationship too. You've seen signs, but I don't think this person really wants to be with me at the end of the day. Or do you understand? Some of them now go as far as, okay, let me put this boy, they now have side chick. That's where side chick come from. They now have side chick. They now have side nigga. That's okay. In case this one no enter, this one will enter. And most times, that's not usually the case, safe. Most times, the reason why people have side chicks and side niggas and side pieces or whatever they have on the side is because it's out of greed. Because I feel whatever your side chick can give you, the girl on the inside can give you too. That's why I keep saying everybody is teachable, everybody can learn. Whatever you feel is lacking in your partner, you can always help the person that gets it right. You can always help the other person get it right. That's why it comes to being dedicated and, you know, consciously putting effort and trying to build with somebody. You can always, everybody's teachable, let's be honest. Everybody's teachable. So if you feel, okay, my boyfriend doesn't really know how to give me the style that I like, he doesn't know how to hang me a window, so let me go and meet Emeka. But you've forgotten that you can really teach your boyfriend this thing. If your boyfriend really wants to be with you, and trust me, if your boyfriend really wants to be with you, he'll learn. You say, oh, my girlfriend doesn't know how to bend like say she won't fetch water. How do I do that one now? But Amaka can bend like say she won't fetch water. Omo, you can tell your girlfriend, you can teach her how to bend like say she won't fetch water. It's not really that difficult. Like, and most times, sex is not the thing. It's not always about sex. But as sex is a major factor, because like it or not, when there's stress in a relationship, but see, religion-wise, let me just say the truth now, we're not supposed to be having sex. We're not even supposed to be having sex in the first place, because sex is something that is kept for marriage. But you know, the society, everybody wants to taste it. Do you get? So when you get the opportunity to taste it, you say, oh, this person doesn't really know how to give me what I want, but I like other things about this person. I like the fact that this person is caring, this person is nice, this person has my best interest at heart, but the problem is sex. Okay, how do we get, and how can we improve our sex life? Simple. I think that's a much more easier approach than going outside to meet a maker so that she will give, do like say she did then, like say she won't fetch water for you. And the other, they probably... the person you go and meet outside gives you something, or the person you go and meet outside gets pregnant, then you have complications. You get to lose that one person you value so much just because you failed to make conscious efforts. Do you understand? So, as much as people want to be on the streets, as much as everybody is on the streets, no, not everybody, like 65% of people are on the streets. It's not the best place to be, if I'm being honest. Being on the streets is not the best. Being in love, see, is the bomb. If you feel you're ready for it, and if you feel you're not up for it, take time, build yourself, prepare yourself, get busy with something else, learn a skill, focus on your career. If you're a musician, focus on your music, just do something. And definitely along the line, somebody somewhere will find you interesting enough to fall in love with you, to be in love with you. And don't go around chasing love, because love will find you. That's why they say love is blind. That nigga they see. Love is blind, but they see. Love will always find. Everybody has opportunity to be found by love. Because if you go around chasing love, you go around looking for validation, go around looking for people to tell you, oh, you're this, oh, you're that. If you look for that validation, you don't get it. The best kind of validation, the best kind of love is those that comes unsought for. Just comes naturally. So definitely, there will always be somebody that will fall in love with the way you walk, they fall in love with the way you talk, fall in love with your character. The person doesn't have to see your pints first. That's a major point. Doesn't have to be, until I off pints before he will know that he want to love me, you know. No. And I think a major problem that really affects love these days is finance, is money. As I think the amount of girls that are not in relationships because of money, they're not reached 20%. And this puts unnecessary pressure for a young man to do so much, to gain so much, so quickly to please a woman. Ladies need to understand that no matter how, we cannot carry a gun, we do as our power reach. If you want to be with me and you feel like I'm the person you want to spend the rest of your life with and you want to build a relationship with me, you have to be patient with me, you have to learn with me, you have to grow with me. Give me ideas. Let's share ideas. Let's work together. What do you think I can do? What ideas do you bring to the table? That's when most people have the problem of saying, what do you bring to the table? Usually guys ask the girls, what do you bring to the table? At the end of the day, aside sex, you bring nothing else to the table. You don't show me how to make money. You don't give me links to jobs, nothing. You just bring me pussy and I can get pussy from anywhere. Do you understand? So what you need is to find someone that agrees with you, not just sexually, mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. And definitely there will be loopholes. Nobody's perfect. But the intentions are what matters at the end of the day. Yeah. So when you can be in love with somebody you know you treasure, what are you doing inside straight? Really, there's no point. I don't see it. Why? And if I think the ladies need to do more, I'm proud and I'm super supportive of any lady that I see that is putting efforts into making the relationship work. Any lady that I see that's making money on her own without waiting for a man, that's what it should be like. A woman should be like a companion, do you understand? Not a leech. It's simple. at 24 if I should know that, oh, I don't want a woman that's a leech. I want a woman that should be a companion, that can help me, that can assist me, that can, you know, when something is done wrong, I can say, oh, my wife can do this, my girlfriend can do this. It's better than having, oh, everything is on your head. Your girlfriend brings something to the table rather than disturbing for money for hair and nails and shit. Like, bruh, what are you really doing? What do you really want to gain? Do you understand? So I feel this, I don't want to make this podcast too long, but the concluding part of this episode is going to be on the next episode. So I'm going to do a part two for you guys on the topic love or the streets. And I hope you really enjoyed the part one. And till I come your way again on the next episode, stay blessed. My name is Daniel Obadan, and this is Small Talk with Obadan, the podcast. Signing out.